Hello.
Hi, Rochelle and Sarah. How are you?
Hi, Sarah.
I don't have a clock out for Isaiah on Saturday.
9:30.
Okay, 1 minute. I'm just trying to open up all her visits also because they were locked at 4 hours, 45 minutes, but we opened them up for extra time.
Mm-hmm.
What time did you say was that?
9:30.
9:30.
Uh-huh. 21:30. She must have forgot that night.
She did good the rest of the week. The whole week she clocked in.
Yeah, she's been really busy because I'm finna have surgery.
Oh, wow.
So
how's that?
I've been Wednesday morning.
Oh, this week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So you're in the hospital then?
Huh?
You're going to be in the hospital overnight?
No. No, it's same day.
Okay. That's good. All right, so I open up all her visits, and they'll all be billed this week.
Okay, and, what was I going to say? I'm finna say to call you for, it was about Eric.
Let me see, maybe he's missing. Was it about the tax stuff maybe that I sent you?
Oh, no. I called them, and I was wondering, I asked them, why did you get it? And they couldn't even tell me.
Oh, they couldn't help you? Yeah, it was very strange that we had it for you.
Yeah, it was. It was very strange to me, too.
Yeah, I don't know why we had that form. It was quite odd. But I guess if they weren't able to help you, maybe it was just something random.
Yeah, and I explained his situation to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't owe them anything. On the paper, it was $78 or something.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure that out, and I couldn't for the life of me. And I sat down and I talked to Eric about it, and he couldn't think of anything either because he don't even file taxes or anything to do with the IRS.
Mm-hmm. That's so strange. Okay, so I'm happy you got that resolved.
Yeah. On his time, his check is always $200 or $210 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Well, you think it's going to be more?
Yeah, it should be for the hours that he has. And Kevin don't get any overtime with that?
No, he doesn't get overtime. Let me see. 1 minute. I'm going to do the calculation. I'm going to make sure that it's correct.
Okay.
So he has 99 and a half hours. Divided by 30. He has a lot of hours less than you, that's why. Yeah, it looks like it's right. 1 minute. Yeah, the calculation is accurate. It's like 3 hours and 15 minutes each day. I can add like 10 more minutes. Let me see. I can add, if we take 3, 15, 16, 17, 4 times 7, 1 minute. Oh, 28 extra minutes. I put 10.
Whoa, what? I'm getting on the highway. What are you hollering for?
Yeah, the schedule is accurate. That's how much time he has. Remember, you could call the state if you want to request more hours, but this is what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have him call the state if you want, or you could, because you said you're the point of contact.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to give them a call now.
Okay, sounds good.
I've been putting in for him more time. Hasn't no one called me back about this?
I think you should call them back
but
again.
When I do get in touch with someone, they say someone should call me about it, and I haven't received a call yet back, so I'm going to call them as soon as I make it home and go from there.
All right. Sounds good. It's good to call them again because sometimes they either miss the call, but always following up is a good idea.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah.
Sure. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.